That first period, you know, we get back within, or was it second period? I don't know. We were within one goal, and, you know, it's a timely goal when, you know, you get scored on with 17 seconds left. Kind of takes the wind out of your sails when you're right there, and then, you know, that might have been a momentum change. But, you know, we had a full third period to do it, and, yeah, you know, just sometimes it happens. You don't want to get in a goal for goal with the Toronto Marlies necessarily. You know, we're a hardworking team. They got more skill, and, you know, they can score some timely goals. So,
what have you seen from playing with Kyle Connor recently? I mean, he's all the talk on the AHL squad, just with the high-end talent he has, and he's been working really well with you and Patrice. Tell us about his game.
Yeah, like, obviously he started with the big club, and, you know, for him to come down here and, you know, develop his game a bit, you know, as a young player, it's, you know, you think you're going to, you know, make the jump right away. But I remember when I was young, yeah, it takes time, and, you know, it took him a couple games, but now he's, you know, he's our best player, and he can put up points, and he's pretty creative with the puck, you know. Coming out of the zone, sometimes you give it to him, and you just expect him to put it deep, but then you're, like, you're on a rush. So it's pretty cool what he's developed.
It's what you just described there basically is what happened on the first goal of the game. He makes that toe drag at the blue line and then finds you back door.
Yeah, I mean, we got over the blue line, and then I looked for him high, and then he kept going, so I skated to the back post, and, yeah, so he had, that wasn't the first look, he didn't want it, so second look, I guess that was the one he wanted, so.